Hallelujah. How is life, church? Everybody's aware of what's happening, or some of you are not sure. Everybody knows what's up. If you're not sure, please visit our website, huh? Read what is happening on our website.
Amen.
Sometimes the whole world knows what's up, but some of our people are still clueless. What? How is life, beloved? How is battle?
Amen.
Wonderful, wonderful, so beloved. What I will share with you today is not for children. And when I say that, I'm telling you it's not for babies. I'll say this. This last occurrence that happened on the battlefield, God is mobilizing the body. He's raising up the body. We are becoming the center that connects like that missing link between those that want to find each other and those that want to see the real revival in their country. We pray for Russia. Friday, I'll say this, dedicated fasting and praying for this country. And I'll say this. I don't want to go into great details because I'm not in that mission right now. I've said this before. It's all on the website. If you're interested, you can acquaint yourself with it and connect yourself to this great big battle with this demon that right now is sleeping not with authorities and government, but he's sleeping with the church. Now this disease sleeping with the church. Now churches are turning into mausoleum. You understand what I'm saying? Church looks more like mausoleum right now than the house of the Lord. Beloved, let's wake up. Right now, we're not persecuted not by communists. We're persecuted by our own, quote-unquote. They were never our own. But they kind of call them our own. So, beloved, what I will tell you today, I'm sure that a couple of bombs will be thrown at you. I want you to listen to me, not with your ears, because your ears will roll up. I want you to listen to me with your spirit. I have been born by God to release certain things. And some things the Holy Spirit allowed me to unpack. You know how I know when the Holy Spirit unpacks archives, things that have been stored in my spirit, is when four different trains of thoughts go in sync together. Often when the Lord speaks to me, he doesn't speak through like one train of thought. He speaks like three, four different ways. And I have to write down these thoughts so I don't lose them and then continue thinking about them. This is how I get my messages. And you know, what's unique is that God covered me yesterday with his glory in a very unique way from the very beginning of the day. And certain things were released into the Spirit. So the message is called Parents of Standard. Listen to me very carefully. When I used to live in the former USSR, it was Ukraine. We had a unique hobby in our family. We were dog breeders. It wasn't maybe our business, maybe part of it business, but mostly it was a hobby. And we had friends that did same sort of things. And you know, these guys shared with us how you can take out the aggressive part of the dog's from its DNA. From dog's DNA, from other animals, you can't just train it to be gentle. You can, of course, punish and keep training, but the aggressive side, it's there. Then the following puppy, even if you will train this dog, then the following puppy that is going to be born of that breed, it will be aggressive as well. And so, what do they do, the dog breeders? Right now, it works a little different. I'm talking about at the end of the 80s, early 90s, how it worked, where right now everything is done under the microscope in the labs. They mix things, you know, and the dog that grows up, DNA has been corrected. Before, it was different. You needed years and generations of these dogs, so you'd mix certain breeds together. They would mix certain moments so that the dog would be not aggressive. In Americans have a dog, they have this dog, what is it called? Golden Retriever?
Golden
golden retriever. I don't know how to say it in Russian, but I know this dog that is not aggressive and never had aggression. They have corrected their DNA to such an extent they say this is the safest dog for the family for every age of children. Believe me, I'm not like advertising dogs here or the Kennel Club. I'm concentrating on certain things that are quite important today. So in other words, you can kick this dog, but she's not even going to retaliate when other dogs, I know, we breed Dobermans, okay? If you look at it wrong, and it's going to attack you. So, beloved, you know that it's a very unique process, and what I'm going to talk to you about today, listen to me with your spirit. So, for aggression to be taken out of DNA, it takes a certain amount of time, years, it used to, years. So, beloved, the spirit of religion, listen to me very carefully, brought up masses of leaders that sold themselves, their beliefs, and are in compromise by mixing the spiritual DNA. One of the biggest qualities have been taken out of the church. You understand what I'm saying right now? Listen to me very carefully. What I'm going to be telling you right now, church went through all this mixing through hundreds of years. The devil has a new breed that can lie and not even notice. You understand what I'm saying? Am I speaking to a normal breed here, right? Listen to me very carefully. Listen to me very carefully. I'm not just telling you stories because I have nothing else to do. It has serious meaning. What did he do? He started raising up. This, first of all, took... Before it was little by little. Don't worry. The devil has more time than you or me, isn't it? So, we are in our body, mortal bodies, and bodies, I'll say, have expiration date, right? So that is why we leave our bodies. But not that individual. That individual had a plan. And that plan, Jesus allowed me to look into it a couple of days ago, into this plan. What I will share with you today and the following Sunday, get ready, I guarantee you, it will shake you. So, the devil made up a new breed that holds the Bible and hates a live God. This took a long time, many years, a process. Now, life is considered death and death normal. It is all deeper than you think. This is all so much more serious than you can comprehend. The devil has this breed. He made up this breed. Listen to me very carefully. There are many different heresies and confusions that don't have the word of God, but here, the problem was in leaving the Bible in the hands. Don't you dare take it away. But everything was been turned into such a degree and has been perverted to such an extent that death is now life and black is now white. White is black and life is for them is death. Listen to me very carefully. Satan, he took hundreds of years, masses of generations to leave them the Bible, but take out from the spiritual DNA of the church all of power, authority, anointing, and leave them, totally leave them without fire.
Beloved,
you need to be that hybrid in order not to hear the words that I'm saying right now. I am begging you, receive this into your spirit, because your spirit right now, your head might not in agreement with me, but your spirit accepts it like this. Because why? Because it's from spirit to spirit. It's not from a head brain into a brain. You don't need time to understand this or comprehend this. You just need to accept it because you are a new breed. You're absolutely new DNA. This is why Jesus never didn't change something in those areas.
He
was sent there by God for one woman. Remember, for one word, and you know, that word was so spicy that they almost killed him afterwards. He didn't work amongst the religious people. He worked in the new area. Jesus gives birth to new DNA. Jesus gives birth to new DNA. Listen to me very carefully. Afterwards, after these leaders and their relationships, first of all, they will take out the fire of DNA. Compromise here. Something else is born. Someone else is born. You know, there's positive impartation and there's also negative impartation. What happens is completely different impartation of a different spirit. Oh, beloved.
Afterwards,
after them, a generation was brought up that in the spiritual DNA, they did not have important things. This generation lives peacefully in sin, lies, and compromise. Can you imagine? At peace. They're at peace with themselves. Leaders are calmly raping, committing adultery, lying, sinning, hiding, sin, and speak against life. And in their right mind, they call this God and church. Can you imagine what did the church gotten herself into? To what point? And you tell me, you're screaming too loud, and you're radically proclaiming these things, beloved. We didn't scream as loud as we need to scream, because when you will wake up to the new DNA of God, certain other things will come out of you. Listen to me, beloved. This generation calmly lives in sin, lies, compromise, and sin. This generation, through genetics, they have been taken, eyes and ears. I was shocked what Jesus showed me. I've said this before, a couple of years ago I had this message, but right now I saw this, it's continuing of what I saw before. I saw people that a man is standing in the fire and he's speaking the truth, and before him there's an individual through genetics. All of his organs of acceptance have been taken out. I side with my spiritual eyes in the spirit. You think you're looking at a person. He is genetically been altered by the spirit of the devil. In the spirit, he has no eyes, no ears. No matter what you tell him, and you tried, he does not hear you. Not because he doesn't want to, but because he cannot. You understand me, right? And I guarantee you, just like it was with Jesus, exactly the same way. Like, he couldn't reach that generation that have been genetically altered. Same thing with you. Don't waste your time. This can only be done by God. You go and preach life, like Jesus said. Allow me to bury my father, one of his disciples said. He says, let the dead bury the dead. In other words, he says, when they were walking, they were already dead, because they're... I'm trying not to run into my son following Sunday's message. I'm really holding myself back, restraining myself. I am preparing the foundation for that bomb that I'm going to drop next Sunday. Listen to me very carefully. So, I will try to stop myself because I don't want to go a little bit forward, but you listen. In this generation, eyes have been taken out, ears, mouth. No matter what you say, they do not see it or hear it. And I'm asking you, my beloved family, do not waste your time. Matthew 15:14, let's read that. I'm reading the original, Amplified. So Matthew 15:14. I will prove to you through the Bible everything that I'm going to tell you. I'm going to prove to you according to the Word of God, so you won't have any questions where I got it from. It's all in the Bible. Matthew 15:14. Let them alone and disregard them. This is what God is saying. They are blind.
You understand?
Jesus wasn't speaking about physically blind here. He is saying about genetics of the spirit. He is saying, but absolutely do not even waste your time. This generation genetically have been created by Satan himself not to see, hear, or understand, or comprehend. Jesus didn't waste his time. Let them alone and disregard them. They are blind guides and teachers. And if a blind man leads a blind, they are listening. People that are like them, they listen to them as well.
So,
because Jesus says they will find one person and they make him in the son of Cana, worse than them, double. Impartation of the double of whatever they had. And right now, in our generation, we encounter a monster, not just a monster, but the one is powerful, a monster that thinks, and you can't do anything about it. He thinks, for this religious monster that has been hybrid by the devil, that they are the truthful spirit. Jesus says, they, not the world, they will kill you and persecute you, thinking that they are doing something for God. You understand what I'm saying here, right?
This is
genetically altered thing.
And
Jesus says only God can remove that veil. But he says, but they are not asking for it, just like you made that choice. They made their choice as well. You think, oh, I feel so sorry for them. I feel sorry for them. They don't even feel sorry for themselves. They made that choice, church. Everything that you can say, God, I beg you. Open the eyes of these people and go and save the ones that are alive and speak life. Are you receiving something for yourself? I want you to receive something for yourself. We have gotten to this point where complete generation lives in lies and calls black, white, and white, black, and absolutely do not understand or see. What does that say? That says that, church, that this generation was transformed into those that were before them.
This
is a sorry excuse of Christianity that is weak. The Bible says, by their fruit you shall know them. Wake up. Look at their fruit. You, those of you that can, the ones that are watching me, I beg you, look at your fruit, and you, without eyes, will be shocked that there's nothing there. There's nothing there never was. There was an illusion. And do not confuse emotion and soulful things with the movement of God. I remember I grew up in a church where emotions were passed through as the presence of the Holy Spirit. Ew, this only the flesh can do that. A complete generation is shaking and crying and screaming and praying in tongues. They have no idea that this has nothing in common with the Spirit of God. It's simply put emotions. Someone goes to discotheques or dance parties and dances all out. Others go and shaking things out of their soul. You understand what I'm saying? Be very careful. We see the fruit of this lying Christianity. Even those that hate us, they, can you imagine? They, the ones that hate this moment, hate everything that is happening, hate encounters, hate signs, wonders, miracles, whatever it is, because in their understanding, they consider that's all from hell. Everything in their DNA has been perverted. You can't even get to them. Listen. They have been corrected to such extent in their DNA, they think they're defending the truth and they are defending their faith because they think that you're hell and you're from the devil. Can you imagine the level where we have gotten into? You know what? I'm thankful to God for a lot of you that are sitting here, masses of you that are watching us over there, that God has opened your ears and eyes and your spirit to see and to hear and to experience life. Give Him glory. Give Him glory because you, beloved, I tell you this, Jesus said this to His disciples, blessed are you Blessed are your eyes. Jesus wasn't just saying it. He said, I thank you, Father, that you have opened up this to these babies, to these children. If you'll not become like a child, you will not enter the kingdom. Oh, it's deep here. I'm not going to touch that right now. Listen. Those that hate this movement, they all accept it. And upon their forums, everywhere, they will write it. Let's pray for revival. Let's do some sort of place. Go outside, do this, do that, whatever. Yeah, there's no power or whatever, but they all say that there is no God with them themselves. They say that. You understand what I'm saying? All of them accept that. Upon forums and their own forums, they write it and say, what should we do? Look. But it will not work out for them. Why? Because it's been proven by the Bible. Look. No matter what they try to do, because in their DNA, there is no aggressiveness. Number one. Beloved, Church of the First Days was so aggressive. You said something wrong, that's it. They carried you out dead. Do not be confused. When Jesus said a sword will separate, he meant. We're not saying that someone's going to cut someone. No, no, no. Jesus says it will be radical division between one and the other. Do not confuse friendship with the world, lying, passiveness, and laziness, and compromise with the love of God. The love of God? Often, just like yours. Just like you love your child, why do you punish him? Sometimes you have to raise him up properly. Why do you punish him? Say, I do it because I love him. So this is the way God works as well, believe me. Some people, you know, church is afraid of that word aggression. Why? Because it's been taken out of the DNA of the church. And now aggression, the devil attributes it to some sort of rioting, horrible, satanic rioting and chaotic things. Which is like these puppies, there's just something happens and they're just in a corner somewhere, whimping and shivering. Everything has been taken out of the DNA. All of it. And you look at it, and so what? So what if he looks good? That's not a dog. You went and wiped your feet against it. And it's still happy, you know, wiggling its tail. My God. You understand what I'm saying? What do we get in, to what we got ourselves into? No one wants to do some sort of aggressive moment. No one even wants to say that this is all wrong and I'm not even planning on living in it. But a different generation is raising up. Listen, beloved, believe me, there's a lot of us. I was shocked myself. There's a lot of us until I went to Perm, Russia. My God. Believe me, there's a lot of us. Listen. I'm not just speaking about Russia. I'm speaking about all the places where our word goes out to. Nothing works out for these leaders, for these movements, no matter what they try to do, because they don't have aggression in their DNA, dedication, or they do not live a compromised life. You know what makes a person like me, or like you, or like us dangerous? You know what makes it? Because I don't want anything except God, and I'm ready to die for my principles, and I am standing upon my principles. They play games with God. I am completely sold to him till death. This is what makes us different. This is what separates you and me from the rest. For them, besides God, they have something else. They have life. Oh, you, me, God is life, nothing besides him. God knows I'll give everything and everyone for his glory and for his life. He knows. My love towards him is very unique and personal.
В
They lack aggression in their DNA that you could see clearly in the first church with apostles. Everything that they do is they walk in circles. They know something's wrong, but they can't change anything. Years and years and years. Remember this. The city will never go against you. They don't care. The world, they don't care about you. This structure will always go against you. Remember, just like with Christ, just like the prophets were killed before Christ, the spirit didn't go anywhere. It changes sometimes the bodies and the structures, but the actions remain the same. Copy. Copy. Do not be confused. Why did Jesus say, do not look at their faces? But by their fruit, by their action, you'll find out the Spirit. When before, in the 80s, for instance, we walked in streets and people, the police would catch us and they would call us names, and I was always proving to them that I'm not a Baptist, I'm Pentecostal, say the same thing, they didn't care. Then everything changed and shifted, and now authorities give you buildings, they open up visas, you know, to the believer. They really don't care. But what is chasing you? The same spirit in a different form. Now this spirit is with the Bible. Now this spirit has huge churches and a huge belly and huge face.
Yeah, I said it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Для тех, кто в теме.
For those that know what's up. Everything that they do is walk in circles and circles and circles. They all understand that there is no life. They need to imitate life. Imitate life. Many years ago, I had a message when I came to America. I didn't encounter this before. Before encounter, I never encountered it, but when I came to America, I encountered it. I caught the watermelon and didn't find a single seed. I got grapes and I'm like, why am I eating? There aren't any seeds. I cut into an orange. There's nothing there. And then I understood. The Lord says, welcome to Church of Our Days, modern church. You can't multiply. Sorry.
It
doesn't work. Genetically, everything has been taken out. This is why, listen to me. Amen. No one but me. Why? Because we can't multiply. We can't produce fruit. We laugh, but it's reality. So, in order to raise up church, there needs to be total reformation of the spiritual DNA church. Right now, I'm telling you for sure, we're not just speaking about reformation. Occasionally Martin Luther came out and screamed something out. No, stop. Martin Luther created physical reformation. Right now, it's time of spiritual DNA reformation of the church because they're holding Martin Luther's Bible. They're holding his translation. They're holding the words of life and they don't see life. With them, their DNA, out of their DNA, the seed has been taken out. They have no ears or eyes. They cannot speak. They're walking zombies that are holding in their hands the Bible and are persecuting everything that is trying to raise up against the spirit of that age. Amen? A completely different church needs to rise up, a new breed, like we call it, new DNA, reformation of the spiritual DNA of the church. A generation needs to rise up of sons and of mothers and fathers of standards. You understand, you're searching for the revival, but God says, children, I want to rebirth the seed. Seed. And now, when I come, I impart anointing, aggression, glory, fire. I'm a different seed. You understand what I'm saying? Oh, believe me. I can passionately love the people in the same way hate the works of the devil and religion. Listen to me very carefully. Just like you have love in your life, same love that you have towards God, you should have hatred towards the devil. When there's nothing here, nothing there, tolerating Satan, that means you have no relationship with God. As soon as you take a step towards God, right away, there's a contrast in your life.
And
the further you away, the more contrast you see. What? And my relatives? Also? Yes. Hallelujah. Wake up. Bible works. It always worked. Look. The goal of this church is to allow you to understand. Don't sit there and ask, Lord, cover me with your glory. I want to swim in your glory. I want to be whacked in your glory. I want to shake in your anointing. God says, who will take the standard and pass the DNA further? Who will take up the DNA of Christ and pass it further? God is waiting for fathers and mothers of the following generation, and he says, I don't want you to even have nothing in common with that DNA that has been altered. God says, I will create my church. That is speaking of his DNA. Let's wake up, church. Let's reread the Bible. Not brother Vasily and Stefan, brotherhood of brother Michael. And here he controls everything. You go kill, live, kill him. Live. God is raising up fathers and mothers that, you know what, to be potent, how should I say it? How should I explain it? You understand what I'm saying? They are alive. Their seed is alive. God is raising up his church and says, children, I beg you, do not quite ever give up. What happens is after you, a completely different generation will rise up full of fire and power and aggression against the work of the devil. And even the calmest would be aggressive and someone will start choking his child. Beloved, let's wake up. Church has not been choked. Everybody wiped their feet against her. Everything's been taken out and no one is voicing their opinion. Everybody's sitting quietly in their churches and waiting for everything to pass by. Again, Shapovalov is making up something full of hot air again. Oh, check it out. Did it pass us by? Let's hold on, brothers. Let's pray. Shapovalov will not go into our rows. You're an idiot. I have no words. I lack words to describe that. So, I want to throw a bomb at you. You want it? You want it? Listen to me very carefully, because what I will tell you right now, it's not funny and seriously needed by the church. So, we're opening up Matthew. One of the misunderstood scriptures, there are a couple of them, but this is one of them. Misunderstood places in the scripture by the church because the flesh will never understand this. Church. Look, Matthew 16:18, Amplified Bible. I want you to listen to what I will share with you and really understand this moment, because right now, what I want, a bomb to explode in your spirit. Maybe you'll be quiet, but it'll be powerful. Matthew 16:18, and I tell you, you are Peter, Greek Petros, a large piece of rock, and on this Greek Petra, huge rock, I will build my church. And now it's just like a big beep. So many great minds of greatness are battling this scripture. Peter is not the rock. He's Peter. Jesus, he is the rock. No, when he was saying to the rock, he was speaking unto himself, you, Peter. And he says, upon this rock I will build. Idiot. cuckoo. You don't get it.
Because
you have to understand this spiritually. Listen very carefully. And I tell you, you are Peter, Petros, a large piece of rock, and on this rock, Petra, I will build my church, and the gates of Hades, the powers of infernal regions, shall not overpower it. What is that? Pause in all denominations, and everybody interprets it differently. You want to hear what Daddy said? Do you? Hold on. Look. Till this day, this scripture is quite a great argument for many. It's closed. You probably need to be a child, very simple, to understand what if it says here. So all the children, this scripture is for the children. Dedicated to the children. For all the wise, it's closed until it will only be revealed to you when you're a child and the Father will open up to you. Here, the Bible speaks of the spiritual DNA of Peter. Speaks of spiritual DNA of Peter. You know why Peter is a Petra or a rock. You understand? You know what a rock is? A rock is the foundation of a building. And he says, the one that will get into the rock, remember he was talking about the name builds a house. You know what a rock is? A rock is a foundation of a building, a physical building. A DNA is the foundation of life. Listen to me very carefully. Spiritual people will understand exactly what I'm saying. Everybody else totally missed it. We'll see you next Sunday. So, Bible says here about spiritual DNA of Peter and these qualities that the church will be built upon. Rock is foundation. Jesus says you need to build upon the rock. Foundation is physical, and also a rock is a foundation of DNA, is a building. For instance, foundation of the building is a rock. Foundation of DNA is the foundation of God. For you guys to get it, this is how you can translate it. I tell you, you are quality, and upon these qualities, I will build my church, and the powers of darkness will not overpower it. When God told me, son, you want to find out who is my church DNA? Look at the life of Peter, not Paul. Paul didn't come close to the glory that was upon Peter. Paul, he preached, he was moving, he brought out a teaching, but Peter was the spiritual DNA foundation of the Church of Christ. Listen to me very carefully. So, are you receiving it, right? Did you eat this bomb? When you're going to read the scripture now, comprehend and understand that it's not spoken here. You, Peter, God is saying, you, the one that I poured out my qualities into. And upon these qualities, upon this rock, the spiritual DNA, I will build my church. If you want to look how church should be, study the life of Peter. You will be shocked what that person was doing. Listen. So, by looking at the anointing that Peter had and that impartation that he received from Christ himself, you can clearly see what sort of church will be in the last days. Real, total dedication till death. He was crucified upside down. Hatred towards lie, the death of Ananias and Sapphira when they lied to him. Movement of God in such powerful signs, wonders, and miracles. Even through his shadow, there were miracles through his shadow. What Peter was walking in, no one even closely walked in it. Why? Because he had the DNA of Christ in him. He says, you want to see my church? Study the life of Peter. Whatever was in his DNA, God gave him that impartation. You are a rock. And with this word, with that word, all of power and glory of heaven entered him, and he became the representative of the church in the future. So what all these theologians can break their heads about it, but the children clearly understand and see this. It's the DNA of the church of the future. When I sat down and read it again, the books that Peter wrote, I was knocked out of my chair. I said, God, I read this before. He says, Sonny, you'll have to read it more than once. You'll reread the Bible again and again. He was moving such wonderful power, miracles and signs and wonders, the power of the word, repentance of over 3,000 people, and on and on, and just in a small, simple message. I know the life of Peter. Studied. You'll be shocked. All these elements, they have to be in the DNA of the new church. And I'll say it's a true church. You know? To keep something, it is always stored in the DNA. To go back into something and create same, take that same DNA and it's created. Everything that God says in the last days, I am raising up a new church of that DNA that was imparted into Peter, in that glory that he was walking in the church, my church will walk in, and he says, I will do even more, greater works. Amen? So, we cannot go on and on and on. So if you want to find out how church should be of the last days, study the life of Peter. Study it. Look, hear what I'm saying right now. We have no right to mix or get infected from the old dead DNA. I beg you to cut it off, cut it all off. All dirt, all of this yeast, all things that are not from the new day, do not touch them. You will be full of that leaven. Christ always gave a warning to his disciples, do not touch. We have no right to mix or get infected from the dead. And the creator of that is Lucifer himself. Beloved, you have to understand. You have to understand the fullness of the spirit of religion. I'll tell you next message, next Sunday. Get ready. I will open up to you this sickness from they talk about it in the Bible from the very beginning to the end. You will be shocked by this and disgusted by what the Lucifer has created. I'm not going to go forward before myself, but I just want to share it with you that the creator of this DNA is Lucifer himself. You have to understand, when you are not walking towards life, a completely opposite process is working within you. You walk towards death. In other words, you have to be completely separated for Christ. And remember one thing, church, true church, never ever, beginning with prophets, ending with the Old New Testament, never will be sitting at the table of compromise with that spirit. It will never be accepted by these leaders. They will accept you only when you will become exactly like them. And we are testimony to that. How many people go through encounter in the fire as soon as they touch as babies in the old DNA? Right away they get perverted and transformed into old self, and then they say, I'm sorry. But we made our choice. Beloved, be very, very cautious with what you see, hear, and touch. I cannot accent it enough, powerful enough. Again and again, I want to remind you, stay away from the old DNA. It's alive, just like truthful life DNA is. It also poisons, and if you go into that dirty forms, dirty different websites, look at these different dirty different tapes, and you will be infected. You need spiritual cleansing afterwards. I tell you the truth, beloved. And you will be shaken even in your own principles, because that's how a leaven works, and Jesus says, stay away from it. It doesn't say, oh, nothing will touch me. Listen to me very carefully. It will touch you. And it will transform you. Do not touch it. Go to life. Live life. Preach life. People want, even with good feelings and good desires, want to build new churches, new denominations, but what happens? We see that it's the same old structure wrapped in a new wrapper, and there's still no glory of God. You can start whatever you want. Let's start this, but this old DNA will transform in that same total control.
Дорогие, вы знаете,
Beloved, you know, when I was in Russia, I saw a format of the new church. I got so happy and excited. Churches do not need buildings. I was sure of that. For impartation of the anointing, you don't need to preach. For impartation of fire, you don't even need to lay hands. It's the same spirit that flows in the whole body. Beloved, we were all united, and we're all coming together. If you want to follow the last news, just come into the internet and you'll encounter something about us. Because this is what God is doing. Beloved, I'm so thankful to God that the walls are falling. I'm so thankful to God that God is taking the mics from these superstars. And like I said, I'm more than happy to lay down my microphone. All I want is to see His body in His church. I want to see Him as the head of the church. I want to see this great, massive body and all its functions that will rise up. I want to see His church. I am dreaming about seeing His movement. Oh, Jesus, just do it. I just touched a little bit of it, and I am in love with the new format. You know when you say one thing, but when you're in it? Some people say, come out from the walls, but like we said in Russia, they won't let you into those walls, don't worry. They won't allow you to enter. Oh, Jesus. I'm enjoying what Jesus is doing. Aren't you enjoying this new time? You know, recently there were prophets that you're entering in the new time. And you know what? I'm standing here. We're in the new time. A month ago, about less than a month ago, anointed people come and say, you are moving into a different level. And I wasn't even sure that this was going to be done without my will. It'll just transfer me. And I'm so happy. And again, you see that you're not controlling these actions. God is controlling this. And when He wants, He opens up. And when He wants, He can close it all down. But all of it is for His glory. And He shut these doors to open up His and to show His children. Children, do not worry. Kids, church will never be stopped by the devil. He was never successful at it. He has no right to do that. Oh, Jesus.
Итак,
so,
новая ДНК
new DNA
не имеет права входить в контакт
has no right to come into contact with anything old, otherwise it'll get contaminated. Old has to die, just like it happened in the desert with the children of Israel. For us, it's a spiritual example. So, church, the war will be till death. You think this spirit will allow you to live just like that? You think you will be simply serving a live God for real, and they will not notice you? Oh, stuff like that doesn't happen. The devil is releasing all of his armies against the one that has the DNA of life because he understands that this is serious danger for him. Beloved, you know what I learned? A good thing from the devil? He never, I'll tell you this, he never does such a thing that he doesn't see the church in the complete its power. You see how he's going against you? That says that he knows you better than you know yourself, and he's afraid of you twice as much as you even understand that. And I look at him and I see the devil. You know, I was shocked how the spirit of religion, the spirit of this age, is afraid of us. They've done everything possible, Russian, you know, super services with automatic weapons against me? What? That's something new. Hallelujah. At the second building, there was police there. Beloved, I'm shocked. I'm thinking, look at that. How wonderful is that? This is something new. Yeah. This is serious business. They have guns. They're waiting for revival. Hallelujah.
Seriously, this was real.
На бандитов столько нет силы.
They were not going against, you know, the thieves as much as they were going against us back in Russia.
И все это сработала христианская мафия.
And all that was planned by the Christian mafia.
Смотри.
Итак, новое ДНК не имеет права входить. New DNA has no right to be with old, because old has to die. Знаете почему? И Бог сказал: "Отойди, я их". Remember when God said, Moses, come away from them, because I will have to kill the generation. I will have to remove the generation. And it took longer, because Moses did not want to leave them. And he said, those people will be of a different spirit, of a different DNA. That will not enter into the promised land. It could not genetically. It was genetically perverted. It could not go. And until the last person died, only then God took the generation to the promised land. And then he said, now go, and now all of you have new DNA, and now you can enter the promised land. It's all in the Bible. If you are not ready to die for your thinking, don't enter into the war at all, because you already lost. Because looking at the history, only those one who were ready to die for their opinions. You think that those fat bullies are ready to die for Christ? They will quietly sit there with their huge bottoms in their fat chairs, and they will say, we're not there, we're not, we don't exist, we're not there. That's not us. It's not our fault. I'm home, right? I can say all things, right? Or you didn't completely involved into my message today. I'm saying it as it is. Just as Jesus would say, clearly, straight up. And nobody would ask, Jesus, what did you mean by that? Everyone understood Jesus right away. Everyone knew what Jesus was talking about. You think that they would put their life to death? You think they will put their donuts away? You think that those fat bottoms will go to fasting? Never in their lifetime. Because that is why I'm telling you right now, they lost. Because I am ready to go to the end. To the end. I can be sure on that. And you can be sure on that too. I like the format of the new church. Receive the freedom. Receive the freedom. Receive the freedom. Relax.
Улыбайся.
Smile.
Расслабься.
Relax. Oh God.
Проглотил?
Did you swallow that? Good.
Время мало.
I'm running out of time. Look, I'm saying this one more time. If you're not ready to die for your opinions and your thinking, you know, you lost already. And those people will never, ever come out because they're afraid. They go with the crowd. Do you remember the message, they? They will never come out as one, as he, because it's scary, and they don't want to die. They will be they, and they would always come as they, and they will always need support, and they will always need a voice of Simon, Andre, and a couple of others. All right, yeah, I'll make a statement that we are coming against the Andrei Sapovalov spirit, yeah. And they all agree. Come out, you're not going, we're not going against people. Don't worry, there's a serious spirit inside of me, and that spirit is real.
Oh, Jesus.
Look. Principles and standards and complete dedication, that is what church is lacking and it needs. Church needs to speak with an open text. We need to stop showing off. It's time to stop talking with a second meaning. Because we need to start saying things that we mean, straight up.
То, что во мне, помимо моей воли, кричит церковь. Я вам серьезно говорю.
That what is inside of me, it's yelling out. My bones are on fire. If you would only have the idea of what has happened to me. Past 3 days, I cannot even eat. It's not letting me sleep. It's not letting me sick. It's burning. It's boiling me. It's screaming out and it's blowing out of me. I received such importation. And I say, God, more and more. In church, I'm serious. I fall asleep, and I am hungry. And when I wake up, they pray, and my bones are full of God's fire, and everything that is happening with me, I cannot control no more. I agree to go and die for myself. I hate fake, and I ask God to give me the hunger that will move heaven. Ask Him. Say, God, give me a hunger that will move heaven. Give me something that is more higher than me myself, that even I myself will not be able to stop it. God, give me. Give it to me.
Я кричу к моему небесному Отцу, чтобы поднялись отцы следующего поколения, которые явят Бога реальным и живым, которые умрут, прежде чем сядут за стол переговоров с врагом или пойдут на компромисс. Я знаю, что сейчас поднимается абсолютно новая порода с ДНК самого Христа, которая принесет Царство Бога на землю, во что бы то ни стоило. Поднимается новая церковь, Творцом которой является Сам Христос.
Amen.
Воздай Ему славу. Давайте поднимемся. Я прошу тебя, родной мой,
I ask you,
приготовься.
Please prepare.
Пусть даст мне Бог силы высвободить то, что Он мне показал сегодня ночью, в следующее воскресенье.
I ask God that He gives me enough strength to release what He had given me last night for next Sunday.
Услышала, с чем мы имеем по-настоящему дело.
I want church to hear what we're actually dealing with.
Я прошу вас, дорогие, не вздумайте даже пойти на ту мысль и подумать, что война с этим духом это какая-то шалость. Мы можем с ними забавляться, играться, дорогие мои, это смертоносная вещь.
It's a deadly war.
Любимые, вы даже не представляете, этот дух, он всегда уничтожает только жизнь. Послушайте внимательно, этот дух рожден самим Люцифером бить, давить и душить.
Was created by Lucifer himself to destroy life.
Попроси его.
Ask him.
Попроси, скажи, Иисус, любимый.
Ask him and say, God.
Я прошу тебя, наполни меня своим огнем.
With your fire.
Наполни меня своей славой.
With your power.
Мы молимся сейчас за пробуждение нашей нации. Мы молимся сейчас за пробуждение России. Мы молимся. Бог положил боль в наше сердце за наш народ. Бог положил ходатайство в наш дух. Отец, я прошу тебя, отдели смерть от жизни. Я прошу тебя, Бог, подними свою церковь. Подними свою живую церковь. Проси Бога.